Shabbat Shalom. This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Todos. And Isaac digged again the wells of water which they had digged in the days of Abraham. Genesis chapter 26, verse 18. The Mare Anayim explains that these wells are symbolic of God's wisdom that flowed during the lifetime of Abraham. Yet after his death, his wells were stopped up by the Philistines, representative of the powers of darkness and ignorance, inasmuch that they also impeded the spread of this wisdom. Symbolically, when Isaac redug the wells of his father, Abraham, he also reopened the flow of divine wisdom into the world. The wellsprings of wisdom must also be dug within ourselves until we reach the place where the source of wisdom flows. As for the verse, "They have forsaken me, the source of living waters," the Maranayim explains that blessed God is the source from whom comes the flow of life force to all living things in all manners. Thus, the source of life continually flows from God, yet our own ignorance compels us to search elsewhere in this world for the truth. Instead of receiving the fountain of living waters, we hew out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Moreover, as the result of sin, we can cause a blockage, God forbid, of the primary source. Consequently, we are unable to connect to our upper root, the source above us that nourishes our soul. However, through Teshuvah, a return to Hashem, our souls may be renewed with God's wisdom. It shall come to pass in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 8. Tradition teaches that preceding the time of Mashiach, there will be a decline in spiritual understanding. As a consequence thereof, many will have sunk to the 50th level of impurity. This is akin to a similar view in regard to the children of Israel when we were slaves in Egypt. At that time, before the redemption, we had sunk to the 49th level of impurity, according to the sages. Such was our descent into impurity that we were nearly indistinguishable from the Egyptians. Yet through Hashem's mercy, we were brought out of bondage into freedom. The final redemption will be like the first redemption, as mentioned in the Talmud. Thus, we are already beginning to see the decline of morals in Western civilization, a trajectory that may continue until the Gula, the redemption, under the banner of Mashiach. Even now, the chaos of the world is flooding the streets of major cities in Europe and America, but the path of the righteous is as a light of dawn that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. When Mashiach will reign, it shall come to pass in that day that living waters shall go out from Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 8. Berkhi de Rabbi Eliezer explains that a newfound well will arise in Jerusalem of its own accord and water all the surroundings. As for the righteous, it shall be like a tree planted by streams of water that bringeth forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaf doth not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. And the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 9. Shabbat Shalom.